Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And let's do that. Let's just get with Stephanie Hale with Thrive in Southern New Mexico this
morning. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. Hey, good morning, girl.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, me and Andre and having a good time.
I know. You never change.
I told that to a guy at church. You know what he told me?
What?
He said, you're raising hell trying to get to heaven.
Yep.
There you go.
I like that.
Well, we're going to raise some fun times. March 25th, Saturday night at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts.
Like 2 weeks away, two and a half weeks away.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
I know.
It's already here. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. What a thrill it was to interview him.
Yeah.
Last month. Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What a nice guy. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Before we get all into that, this past Sunday was 1 year that Jeff and his crew were here.
Yeah.
And man, my Facebook was just flooded with memories. You know how Facebook does memories? And boy, videos and Jeff's silly little commentaries. And, you know, they stayed up in Cloudcroft.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a little video where they were passing around the oxygen bottle.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't breathe.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It was great. And I saw Matt had posted some things. And I just couldn't believe it's been a year.
Yeah.
Since he was here. Man, was that fun.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I know.
Oh, well, we all know.
Not yet. I'll never forget that one. So, great memories with the late Jeff Carson, and was sad when he passed away, but... You know, you go putting flatland people up in the high mountains and they got to suck on oxygen. They don't last long.
Well, don't say that. That's not our fault.
You're gonna put Ricochet down here in the basement?
Yes,
where the guys
Ricochet
can breathe?
Staying down here, matter of fact.
Okay,
Where they can breathe.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm super thrilled that they're coming, you know. Tickets are still on sale.
Yeah.
FlickingerCenter.com.
Yeah.
Or you can run down, if you're local, run down to the Flickinger and get your tickets at the box office.
There you go.
Super excited about that. Mm-hmm. But tickets are selling. They're picking up. It seems everybody waits till, you know, around the time of the event to buy the tickets, and boy, they're flying. They're flying.
Yeah, well, don't wait, because this is Ricochet.
Yeah.
And by the time you wait till the day before, there might not be any tickets left.
Yeah, it's crazy how popular they were in the 90s and still are.
Yeah.
So super thrilled about that. And how lucky are we that they're coming to Alamogordo?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I've been... getting pumped up, you know, listening to all my old Ricochet CDs and videos and things like that. Just super excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. So I hear next year you're going to have the Saggy Butt Bottom Boys, Mike Dorr and John Hurt performing.
Oh, boy. What are the price of those tickets?
We might have to pay you to be there.
I'm right. You're paying us.
So, John's shaking his head right now.
I'm sure he is.
Kill that guy. So, but, it's going to be a great time.
It is. You know, and...
And I'm going to be right down front and center.
I know you are. Yeah. Let me warn them ahead of time.
Play this!
I know.
Not yet.
Pretty sure they have a set list.
Yeah.
Jeff was amazing, and they kind of played, they took requests.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. But, you know, it's just amazing. You know, that lead singer, Heath Wright, who we spoke with last month here live on the air, he is so talented.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is an amazing fiddle player.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Yeah.
To see them live. And, you know, gosh, they had such a long list of hits in the 90s. Just in the last several months, they went back to the Grand Ole Opry and played live. That was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're coming full circle, and their popularity is gaining once again, like it was back in the 90s.
Well, you know, you've had several artists from the 90s that just stayed popular.
Oh, I know.
You know, George Strait, Martina McBride, Faith Hill, Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these folks just stayed popular. You know, and then there are some ones that, and I'm just going to say it, kind of faded off and then came back. Garth Brooks.
Oh, I know. I know. Yeah.
You know, so, and
man, Trisha, do you remember when he was here at Cruces several years ago? And he, I mean, they just kept selling out, so he added more shows. I mean, he had like six shows.
Well,
and sold out every one of them.
Well, and I remember when he was first popular back in the 90s when I was with Eagle Radio back up in Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas Coliseum. You know the Coliseum.
Yeah, I do.
Twice as big as that thing.
Oh, absolutely.
There. He sold that thing out for one show. He added a second show. Then he added a show the next day. And then he added a second show the next day. And he did four shows in 2 days.
In that Coliseum.
Yeah. And his tickets, the top ticket price, was $15. That's why Garth Brooks was so popular in concerts, because he wanted everybody to be able to come and afford the concert. Cheap ticket, nosebleed in Coliseum was $7.50. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what Garth sold for $15, George Strait would sell for $75.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But Garth wanted everybody to be able to come to his shows.
We need to reach out to his people and get him here.
Him? Tracy Lawrence?
Tracy Lawrence is going to be in, I want to say, Rio Rancho?
Yeah.
Coming up?
Yeah.
Here pretty soon?
We need to get him down here.
Yeah.
Tracy Lawrence, trying to think of some other ones. Martina McBride would be super.
Oh, super, yeah.
Shania Twain's coming back in popularity.
Yeah. It's amazing how music comes full circle, not even in the country genre, but in many different music genres. But we're so thrilled. And, you know, this is a benefit for Thrive, which in turn helps the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, our ticket sales go to Thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And they start, I think we have $20 tickets, $40 tickets, and $50 tickets, just depending on where you want to sit in the theater. But if you've ever been to the Flickinger, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there's not.
And, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to lock you up in that back room. Remember we were talking about that? That little back room up at the top?
Yeah, well, I figured out a way to Bluetooth my phone to the speaker system. So you put me anywhere you want. So probably lock me up in the Otero County Detention Center.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Bluetooth won't reach that far. So we're looking forward. That's going to be a great time. But we talked about this concert benefits the operations of Thrive in Southern New Mexico, so that you guys don't have to pull out any revenue from the contributions that people make to support the other programs and nonprofits in this community.
And, you know, it's twofold. I mean, not only is it helping Thrive, but it's giving entertainment just another fun thing to do in our community. I mean, we have so many things going on all the time, it seems.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so proud of our community. We've got such great people here. I mean, the Chamber's always doing stuff. We've got different venues, different groups, social groups that are just putting on all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to offer something for our community. I mean, we're just really blessed here to have a variety of things to do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And this is just one more thing that's going to be offered.
Yep.
Now, I know this is our big thing coming up, but what else is going on with Thrive?
Oh, gosh. We've got all kinds of things that we're working on for the rest of the year. You know, immediately after our concert in a couple of weeks. In April, we have our annual awards, and that really is just to thank the community who donated, this year, you know, we're celebrating big because we had such a huge, terrific feat last year, raising over that $500,000. And, you know, we want to recognize some donors. We want to celebrate the nonprofit partners that we have in the communities, because we are now in Lincoln County, which is fantastic. I'm just super thrilled. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some entertainment for that. We've got the DJ, great food, and we can talk more about that next month, because that's open to the public. There is a fee to go to that. Mm-hmm. But man, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know you'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. You know me.
I know you.
I show up where Stephanie don't want me to. So.
Oh my god. No, but so you know, last week we had our, I call it FAC week, and that is when it's FAC means Funds Allocation Committee.
Right.
We have a group of business leaders in the community that we ask who volunteer for this. Really month-long, but week-long process of deciding who is going to be our next Thrive Partner Agency and how much money are we going to give them.
Right.
So that was last week. That's kind of the reason for our existence, if you will. And man, we've got some amazing nonprofits. We had some new nonprofit programs apply. Wow.
Cool.
So we've got some out of Lincoln County that applied this year, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Just some really great and great organizations and services that are for our friends and family members here in the community. I mean, there's so many wonderful things, and everybody tries to help everybody. That's what I like about Alamogordo.
Yeah.
And the surrounding areas. Everybody tries to help everybody, and I love that. So we got through that. I will have probably next week the voted upon and approved programs, so then I can make that public, because everything goes to the printer. We've got our brochures, our cattle, our magazine, all kinds of fun things happening. I can't wait to talk about them at the awards next month. So... yeah, we've got that coming up. And then, of course, later on in the year, we're already working on Shop with a Cop for December. We've got our backpack giveaway in Chaparral. We're going to do Stuff the Bus to collect school supplies for our local school children. So, I mean, we've just got a lot of things going on. And I'm sure there's going to be something that'll pop up here and there in between.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's nonstop.
Right.
It's nonstop. It's just like one thing after another. And it's so exciting for some of the things that we're going to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
And oh boy, are we starting this campaign off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we did such a great thing last year for these nonprofits. And, you know, I'm hoping that momentum continues and that we can continue to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And it'd be nice to continue to grow beyond $500,000 that was raised.
Well, you know, my internal goal is $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, and we might get there one of these days.
Well, I gave up on trying to earn my first $1 million. I'm working on the second $1 million now. So,
oh boy.
I'm hoping it's easier.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah,
68. I don't think I'm going to hit it. So
you never know. You never know.
You never know. Never know. So, but... anyway, so Thrive is just, thriving.
Thrive is thriving, man.
Yeah,
and it's so funny. I think I've mentioned this to you. You know, we cover Otero County. We now cover Lincoln County. And we have businesses in Doña Ana County all the way over to Lee County that contact us and want to be a part of our campaign. And it's, I mean, we're starting to... People are starting to learn about us and want to be a part of whatever it is we're doing. And and I say whatever it is we're doing because we continue to do it. We just want to give everyone an opportunity to be able to donate to their favorite charity.
Right.
And we make it easy for them to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not going to turn anybody away if they're calling from across the state.
Right.
You know,
you want to give us money, we'll take it.
And we'll help you.
Yeah, we'll help
get
you
it
too.
To your favorite charity and allow your business to do a what am I trying to say? I totally just went blank.
Withholding.
Yes. So, you know, it's like I haven't had enough coffee this morning. That's what it is. But
yeah. I'm throw mine at you.
Yeah, no, please. Thank you. But, you know, it's just amazing that we're the reach that we're beginning right. to take. And I'm super thrilled. And again, this community, though, is so giving. Mm-hmm. And not just to Thrive and its right. partners, but to everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just really lucky to do what it is we do here.
I tell you what, it is great. And Thrive has just really been going. Now, you know, we've talked about, you know, you just had the funds allocation committee
yep.
meeting.
Yep.
That was the meeting where all the agencies and the programs come in, present their
yes.
stuff, and then now they go back and decide who's going to get what.
Yep.
And then at the same time, you guys have looked at and picked up some new agency partners that you're going to be supporting as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell us who some of these folks are?
I can't until they've been approved.
Okay.
So but they're all very well known. Mm-hmm. Most of them are very well known.
Okay.
And you know, I cannot wait to be partners with some of these new
yeah.
these new ones. It's just going to be fantastic. And you know, the things that we offer in this community, not only the arts, mm-hmm. but help with counseling or help with senior meals mm-hmm. or children services. I mean, there's just such a variety and an array of
right.
of opportunities for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish I could tell you.
Yeah, well, we'll find out later on. And
but they right. have to be approved, and then once they're approved, then you know. You'll hear me over there with my megaphone.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, and the great thing is that I like seeing happen is the way the people in Lincoln County have responded.
Oh yeah.
And with agencies, partnering agencies now up in Rio Doso and Lincoln County.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it's great. It's so
yeah.
great.
Mm-hmm.
We're super thrilled, and you know, we've only been in Rio Doso for. Well, last year would have been our second year.
Yeah.
And for year two, to have nonprofits want to be a part of what it is we're doing, to be able to help them and to allow businesses in Lincoln County to be a part of the process.
Right.
You know, for it to happen so quickly mm-hmm. is pretty astonishing. So, yeah. you know, we're super thrilled that that happened. And gosh, I can't wait to share
yeah.
What it is we're doing. We're probably going to have some events in Lincoln County this year.
That'd be great.
Working on it. So I don't have anything set in concrete yet, but we're certainly thrilled to. They've just really embraced us.
Yeah, you know, I could see your stuff the bus a time up there as well, a coat
yeah.
drive a time up there as well.
Yeah.
Those things like that, and I think it'd be real great, and just hosting an event up there just to let people come in and talk to you and find
yeah.
out what Thrive is and get better acquainted with Thrive.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, not only having these events for them to understand what it is we do and everything, we're so excited to be able to offer. I mean, granted. The population of Lincoln County isn't what like it is in Otero.
Right.
But they have just as many wonderful services that they offer
sure.
their community members as well.
Mm-hmm.
So super, super thrilled about that. And another amazing thing that's happened last year, moreover than any other year since I've been with Thrive, since our inception really, is that we're beginning to partner with a lot of other organizations and businesses. I mean, you saw we partnered with all the law enforcement agencies for Shop with a Cop, which has now led to other ventures with law enforcement that we're partnering up with. Super thrilled about that. We've been asked to help with several different events. And I can't wait to see where that leads.
Right.
You know, we're partnering with the Knights of Columbus with the coat drive towards the end of the year. So that's kind of a huge deal.
Yeah.
And so it just, you know, it's not just me running out there and asking everybody for money to donate. People are actually seeing and wanting to be a part of what it is we're doing. And it's amazing. Yeah. It's really great. And I'm looking forward to see what other events and what other types of things we can offer the community when we partner with one another. So it's going to be great.
It is going to be a great time, no doubt about that. We're going to kick it all off on March 25th.
March 25th at 7 p.m.
with Ricochet.
Please, guys, go get your tickets.
Go get them.
I'm telling you, the center floor seats are filling up quick. They're pretty much almost gone.
Yeah.
We've got the ones on the sides, the wing seats. I don't know what they're called, really. I call them wing seats. There's some of those available. And then the balcony's starting to fill.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you guys want to go, please come out and support your local nonprofits. Support Thrive. Come out and see amazing entertainment with 90s country artist Ricochet. Tickets are on sale. You can run down to the Flick on New York, get your tickets at the box office there. There's not anyone in the little booth there, but all you got to do is push that little doorbell button
and they'll come running.
Yeah. And they'll print your tickets out. If you can't get down there, go on their website, flickingercenter.com, and you can choose where you want your seats and purchase them that way. But all in all, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Get those tickets now for this one, folks.
Hi, this is Stephanie with Thrive in Southern New Mexico to let you know that 90s country artist Ricochet, she's got her daddy's money, will be performing at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts on March 25th for our second annual benefit concert. Tickets on sale now at flickingercenter.com. 90s country artist Ricochet.
Her mama's good looks, more laughs than a stack of comic books. A wild imagination.
Tickets on sale now at flickingercenter.com.
Down the seven bridges road.
90s country artist Ricochet will be performing at the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts on March 25th for our second annual benefit concert.
Well, thanks for joining me for the Up, Up, and Awake show today. And be sure to check out Thrive in Southern New Mexico. What's the website again, Stephanie?
It is letsthrivenm.org. Get your tickets. Ricochet.
Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you so much, as always.
You betcha.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.